Starting. Allora, Panos de Grecia. How old are you?
I'm 38,
38.
let's say.
Okay. And since how many time you are in La Palma?
3 months now.
3 months now. Okay. And can you explain me how you come here from Greece and why?
I come here from Grecia for different reasons that I am really here now, what I really do now. I come to have a nice, easy life, easy winter, an easy life. I work handmade with my cuero and sell to the tourists and just chill out and don't get responsibility and involved with many things. That's the reason I come.
Okay. Why you quit Greece?
Greece is a very, very beautiful country, rich in civilization, in natural, in everything, and very interesting people. But the last 10 years, the political and economic situation is so difficult there. All the big companies and big powers of the world turn their eyes in Grecia, and they really make it too difficult to live there. Thousands of young people try to look for a better future in other countries all over the world, and the people, they stay back, they are really under an umbrella of stress, of fear. You don't know what will happen the next day. All the countries selling to the big companies, the ports, the rivers, the mountain, the electric company, the water company, everything. Before was a big resistance movement in Grecia, a lot of alternative movements, but all this power, the lefts, Syriza and Tsipras, they take this energy, and just in 5 months they destroy everything. So now it's not a place to live and to do something easy and with beauty and with harmony. It's a lot of bad energy right now in this place. But this place is very strong, and in ancient Greece, when was a lot of wars around, and Persia came with big war against Greece, then the people of Athena, they go to the secret place of Delphi, and they ask Delphi, the ceremon there, the mystics, what will happen with Grecia? And the mystic answer that, you know, in the ancient time, they used to put the wine in a box as a leather. It was like a bottle, but from leather. And this called Askos. So Delphi say, Askos, that all time has vibration because of pressure from outside, will never die. This was the answer. And this is really happening. This is like 2,000 year, not easy time, really. No sustainability.
Okay. And did you do something for when started crisis in Greece for make better things and for help your people? What did you do in Greece?
Sí, amigo. I started very early for my age, like 18 years old. I was in a country with family, and I start to make permaculture and organic agriculture with herbs, vegetables, and olive. And I was in a countryside in the north of Greece, in Thassos, and there the local people, they start to use, they still use chemical and ibrik seeds, and they start to lose the traditional seeds and the knowledge they have. So for me, in the beginning, it was straight the fight against the big companies and the evil energy of the world. And from this also, I was trying to survive in this difficult environment. So slowly I start to meet other people that they was interesting and about in the same wave, and slowly after years we start to see a big difference. So we was connected, we start to organize big festivals in every city all over the country, where in these festivals all the interesting people for alternative ecology and save traditional ways and art things, come together in the square, in the middle of the city, make a very nice small market, bazaar, with a lot of workshops. So we try to give the knowledge back to the people and to explain that the tradition, the root and the ecology is the good way and not the pharmaceutical things and the chemical things and the basic in the petrol. And also also inspirate from inner. Like, you know, we don't need to follow the American dream. There is always another way. This was the motto, eh? That another world is already exist, and it's your choice which world you choose to live and to support the same moment. So for me it was like from 18 until 36, a big fight to survive with the good way and fair trade and pure way, and the same moment to make this revolution to the society. So the last 4 years for me was too strong to Forza with organize the alternative network of Grecia by the festivals and with eco communities and all this in one big project, one big circle. Have five basic points: the festival that bring the people together and bring the incoming for all this organization, the producers network, the artistic, the handmade crafter network, and then a lot of smart networks inside the society that support this movement, like lawyers to help us against the system if we need, or reporters to give us voice to the public, and many, I cannot say all now, it was a huge. And we try also in every city where the festival become to create one building that all this network and all this movement continue after the festival.
Permanent.
So one big festival, one new festival in a city that never before could give the money, bring the people together, give the knowledge, bring the money, connect with the other networks. So this building exists the next day in the same city. And then this festival travels to the next. And slowly there is connection, and then eco-villages exist out of the city. So you see, you have a point inside the city to take the energy and put it outside in the country.
An example.
To give the possibility to young people to have the example practical also. And then in all this great network and tool, you know, to put inside like EMBOL, a very strong and very modern and flexible alternative economic system. So we print our own money and we move it inside the network. And then you really have a revolution, practical ecology, a revolution totally. In all the levels of education, agriculture, ecology, industrial, like eco-building and like this, you know, all artistic, education for the children, communication, no violent communication, and all these tools we have all these years, thousands.
So there was not so it's only agriculture people in this kind of
event. No.
This is open to every people.
See, amigo, all the society was inside. All the society. Alternative healings and practice like yoga or tai chi, massage and herbal holistic therapeutic and what you can imagine was there. And acrobats and clones of Blair and a guy who make a traditional cheese and show to the people how they can make, or a herbal cosmetic cream, beeswax cream, or marmalade sauce, and how you can make garden or organic, and all the practices and knowledge of organic garden, or what you can imagine was there, you know, EM, energy, microorganism.
And people know alternative, there was also there,
si.
Like commercial, or I don't know, people working in a big company, like people?
It was not possible. No, nobody who uses chemical, who has a big company or a big business, even if it's ecology, even with traditional seeds, no. This festival was to help and support small producers, that they really go out in a very small market to sell the rest of their own home production. So we don't even need the stamp that is bio. And we trust the person, the personas. This was the stamp for us, the bigger stamp. because we see that bio stamp that we fight before
to have it.
Now it was a new system just for money, and that a lot of bio producers are not really bio. So how you can have here a bio land and just around everybody spray chemical is not possible. So we was looking for person that they really was really connected with the land, really authentic, and they try to have little income with the rest of their own quality production. And this was magic. So to come inside was some rules that we create to protect the quality and the high spirit of this festival. Yeah, so after then was all these last years was a very strong thing in Grecia with the political situation, very stress and very bad feeling. So you have a lot of alternative movement, get stronger and stronger. And I was very lucky because I was just in that moment and I was ready to give because I had nothing better to do, you know. And but after with the election and the left and Syriza and all this, then the people was really confused. They play so well with the media, with the political parts. They know so good the psychology of the people, so they can really separate everything. So just 6 months before the election, this left part, Syriza, was inside all the alternative movements. You have a movement against the company that want to take the gold and really destroy a huge place. Was Syriza inside, this political part. You have a movement against to make private the water in north of Greece, Syriza. You have me with a festival, Syriza was there also.
It was like your movement, Syriza was like your movement.
Exactly, use it. He take this power.
It was the goal of Syriza was the election.
Exactly. And because they know, they see all this power, and they know that if they don't use this power will get against them, or will get so power that they don't need them. And this is a disaster for them, so they have to use it. So they make a part, political part, the revolutionaries, that they almost speak like you in the streets. And then they take all this power, they are there, and they destroy all this power in just 2 months. Really, in 2 months, people don't believe anymore that this guy was the guy was before, Tsipras, and has no way out, really disappointed. And the same moment that is so weak, more attack, more taxes, more problem from Syria, Afghanistan, all these people. Turkey start to be bad with us again, and so many problems again, more. So it's really like a hole without end. And when we believe that, okay, this is the end, cannot be worse. The worst is like a war. We really have war and double war, but without weapons, you know. So yeah, for me it was big disappointment also from the people, for me personally.
So the only answer, political answer, was Syriza in this moment.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
You didn't have any kind of reference, or so all these people believed in Syriza in this moment.
See,
it was the only one.
It was the only solution, and then you have the fascism, the totally rights.
Mm.
That they're like Nazi, that the last year they grow and they grow and they grow political inside, and right now is the third part in Grecia. Before 5 years was nothing, not exist inside, and now is the third part. But in reality, people in Grecia, they cannot really accept Nazis. So if there is some little people and they try to do something, all the society, you know, go, they just go, they cannot exist. But, you know, this is like a monster with many heads, like Idria from mythology.
Mm.
So you have one head is the left, one head is the right, one head is in the middle, and they play with the people. But the monster is the same.
So what politically was... How politically can be this movement? Just independent from the government. This is the only solution.
For sure. The first is education, for me. The education is everything. if the children and the people that they grow up, they have a right education, they will be right personas, and if they will be right personas, they will do right things, and if they will do right things, not wrong government could be there. Maybe we don't even need a government or a system. We need to be enlightened as much we can, and balance and concepts, and that's enough. And then we need a space to express our freedom. If I don't harm you, I can express my freedom.
Yeah.
And that's it. But see, this is 1,000 years in front. Could not be really in reality here, because humans are like monkeys with a computer right now. So you have monkeys that they use tools that they are very powerful, and they don't have the concepts to use it right. They just use it to pleasure. Just that's it. So how this could be right? So it's a big lesson right now. It's a spiritual fight, I always say. All this is like a maya, like a lie. The reality is personal for each other, and is a spiritual path, a spiritual challenge. Because sooner or later we are going to path from this life, and then will be the really challenge of what we are. Not really here. Here is the preparing. So, yeah, that's why it's beautiful to be the natural, in harmony, and see.
So, did you live in Eco Village in Greece, behind this movement you create? How did you live? You were agriculture man. You lived in a community. You lived in a city. Where did you live? Mm.
I travel in many different places of Grecia. That I stay 4-7 years, again 4 in another place like this. The most of the time I was in the countryside, in the local societies, in a small house out of the village, and I had my ground, my garden, and olive trees, and all this agricultural life. And this was my problem, that always it was not many people alternative and young around, so we can exchange some communication, some ideas, or we can play some music, you know, just to turn our eye away from the walk in the ground and with the locals, you know. It's a little hard.
And also, in this kind of system, maybe you don't need to sell in the market like traditional with money, and you can exchange. Did you add it in Greece? Did you add?
This happened in Greece as a traditional thing in the society, personal. So if I have a good relationship with this neighbor and this neighbor and this neighbor, and they have something, they always give to me some eggs, some cheese, some something. And always when I have something like a cream or something, I always give to them. So it's like an exchange, some kind of exchange. In the festivals, was this. So all the people, they was a part of the festival. They exchange, in the last day of the festival, they really exchange everything. It was nice. Because
Marato.
See, end of the season, you know, the last festival before winter, everybody really exchanges a lot of things to store for the 3 months of winter, you know, tomato sauce or flour or honey. It's nice. So everybody left with a big box full of things of other friends.
So for a few moments you broke the system of money, broke completely.
We don't break really, but... yeah, it was a very good start.
Do you feel that it can be possible?
That could be possible.
Could be possible.
See.
So after this political disappointed of Syriza, you decide to leave Greece and find your own way without engage you in big movement for the disappointed.
You see, I was... it was not really for Syriza, but it was personal more. It was for me, because I, for 3 years, about 3-4 years, I was traveling Grecia. I lived from countryside, so I lived from my ground, from my plants, from my water, from the spring, from the view of the sky, and all this.
France and
I get inside the city. and inside the city start to organize the festivals.
Fighting.
And then to another city for 4 months, and then to another city for 2 months, and then to another city for 2 weeks, and then to another city for 1 month. And this keep going and keep going and keep going. So I was a person that really moved all this. So too much connection, too much work. So no personal life at all. And from a moment and after, it started to be too much for me. I really start to need persons to share it. So it will be really a revolution. Not one guy that go front and open doors, open office and things, take information, bring great artistic in the festival, bring all the producers, all the artistic, make all the reclama, all the interviews, all the organization. All wow, was too much, man, too much. How much you can do? So in the end, you know, after a festival, I was in the corner, I was crying because I was feeling sad for myself, what I do to this body, okay, even the mind. So the last two festival, the last festival you, after, you tell me good morning, and I didn't want to hear. It was like you take a hammock in my head, and you just say, hey, good morning. You know, I was my mobile was closed, and every 5 minutes I thought that it was ring. So I make like 1 year to get back in my rhythm, and then I was out of money because my job with the natural cream and this, who will support it and how? And then I turned to my circle, to my people, and I said, look, guys, amigo, I'm overdosed. And I have totally no money. I have a relationship and a divorce with my relationship. So in this city now, I have no house to stay. I cannot be 1 week here, 1 week whatever. And, okay, what do we do? Could you support me? And it was no answer. So this for me was the finale.
Nobody.
So...
Well, I will understand. I want to understand. You were alone to move all this.
Si.
No one man support you. No one.
A lot of people support, but I didn't see this feeling of like.
Human.
The family.
Human.
The family. Yeah. This I was looking for the family and understand
and what's happened. They want just. From you, your energy for do stuff.
This
but
I
not
understand.
Human side.
This I understand. And this was what my ex-girlfriend, what was with me in 2-3 months in that city, that almost in the end, they tell me, turn to me and tell me, but Panos, because I love you, I tell you this, and remember me, from all these people that are around you, all this great circle, nobody really love you. Remember me, please. And I tell you with love, just for your mind, just to have it, to see this view, this point of view. And that moment, that after this happened, I remembered her. It was just 10 days after. And I say,
I cannot believe.
Yeah, I believe it. It's very difficult to love, amigo. You find very little, few
it's
people to love, really. Really to love very few people. No? See? If a lot of people love in this planet, then we will be a really beautiful planet. And no violence, no wars, no big companies, no disaster, no ecology disaster, no, all these big things. The world is like this because the most of the people, they don't really love. Really love is very difficult to think. I recognize this and I say for myself that I don't love really. Really love, wow, is it? Anyway, big case, it's a big conversation.
Okay. So you come in La Palma and you find Pachamama. First, you want to do just your project. But
yeah.
Then the life.
The second day.
The life take you and come here in another eco community.
Yeah. With garden, with people, with projects, with music, with everything.
So you start. The garden, okay? And you start to think about all the humanity and changement and stuff.
See, see, but with a different point of view now.
Now you have a little family.
Now I feel like I have a little family, and the environment, the feeling of the environment here is not like in Grecia with this political stress and all this. So it's much more calm, has not this stress or this, how to say, war, revolution, passion that need in Grecia. Here, no. Could be in a very nice rhythm and very beautiful and easy. So this gives space, and so many people here, music, artistic and information, and the natural is so beautiful, and everything is very, very beautiful here in La Palma, see?
So, do you have project now in Pachamama?
Oh, see, see, I have.
Who are you in Pachamama? What's your who are you?
I don't know.
Who you feel to be?
This you answer better to this question.
No, this is not for you.
You answer better to this question. I cannot say. I like here this place, and I feel very free to express myself. And I run some projects and I want to run some more, but I try to be more tranquilo in the tempo, not to go so far like I was before, and it's a little difficult for me, but I will find this.
But you feel better.
See. So I run the project of the garden, I try to make a jungle of garden, so a lot of food come. And garden is very important also because, you know, Pachamama, permaculture, garden, should be garden. And with practical, I mean with food and with herbs and with flowers and many, many things. And also I keep the seed bank the same moment. I try to make a beautiful and big seed bank. And then I run this little project, I make a little shop. I can say where I put my little cuero things. I work with the leather, and so I can have my little incoming from here, from the mountain, so I don't need to go in the market or outside and left from the finca. I love to be here and keep my energy here. So yeah, thanks God this work a little bit and I have my little incoming. And then I make some, my old job was to make a line of healing and cosmetic natural bee wax creams. This was my old job. I can do very, very nice and many, many production. And this production, all the incoming from this is going from Pachamama community, for the needs of Pachamama community, and a part of Katerina that we start to work together now with this. And let's see.
What about the people? Do you like the fact that the people come and volunteer come and can be no knowledge, can be supportive, teaching, energy.
See.
Energy.
See.
Did you do it before?
See, very much. Well, this was my talent in Grecia because of to create a network and a festival and all this. You should have full communication with many, many, many different people, from the mayor and the president of I don't know what, to the hippie in the mountain that he makes this super special natural honey, and he don't want to listen about money and about festival and city.
Okay.
But you should tell him, come on, it's good, and you see other people and you learn, and okay, you have this little incoming and la la la. So this is the game that happened. So for me, I'm a gardener. I'm a gardener in the garden with the plants. And I feel a gardener also with the people. I cannot be something else. Eh? So when I see a person, I see it as a plant. I mean, if I see a plant, I can understand if missing calcium or natrium or water, or is too much water, or need another place, or something like this. So I feel the same with the people. When I see somebody, I can see what is very strong inside him, for example, on fire, passion and anger, or hyperopsy, or proud, you know, this is fire, or could be aqua, too much aqua, so this is too much feelings, too much sensitive, and not sustainable, really flowing in the feelings in the moment, that like a little butterfly, or could be too much ground inside him, that mean a character that really don't see around, just see in the front, and very difficult to change the tradition that it has inside, the roots. So for me as a gardener, if I see something more strong, I try to give the information of the other.
Do you think it's a chance these people come in Pachamama, pass by Pachamama? Do you think it's a chance for them? Do you think it's open to them, Pachamama?
Pachamama is open.
A real change.
It's an open place, it's a challenge, and for sure. It's a challenge because it's a magic place. A lot of magic stories happen here and really work like this because of the energy, so many years, so many people, and all the vibration and the music, and maybe the place also here from before, for sure, because it's virgin and in the mountain, and it's really a magic place.
Can you describe Pachamama, the project Pachamama, in some sentence?
Sí.
About the people? Not just
for me, it's
for
the same.
Habitants, not just for the habitants.
Sí. For me, it's the same like in Grecia.
Can you?
Sí. It's a Kitaro Neas Yis. It's the same like in what the name I was give to this movement in Grecia is the same. That means that, you know, the cell of our body. So it's the smaller piece of material that born, breathe, reproduce, get sick, die, and born again. It's the smaller piece of material, the cell. So everybody is a small cell that if we connect, we create one organization. The organization of Pachamama, Mother Earth, Pachamama. And one organization with other organization and another organization, together they create a body, the big Pachamama, Mother Earth. And Father Sky all together, okay. So this is a cell of new earth. A new earth because it's not really a new earth, it's the earth we live so many thousand years, but it's the earth that we dream, that we vision for our children, for what we really can do as human creature here. You know, we are a creature so much powerful. We have so much imagination, so much powerful of thoughts. The thoughts are energy. So much power of heart, of belief. We have so much knowledge and so much tradition in our mind. And we have so much information in our cells from the beginning of the existence. We are able to do from demonic to angelic things. So someone who know really don't want us to know about what we are able to do. Or maybe it's a fence, it's a protection. But only, you know, if you are really pure and really ready, you start to have all the abilities, because before it's not good for you to have it. So maybe it's also a protection, natural protection.
Do you think it's possible that in Europe this kind of project have success more and more?
This kind of project. Have success?
Yeah, now.
See. You see, the last 20 years you see that these movements really get giant in Europe and in America, of course, before, and in Australia, all over the world. But they are still very little. They get giant if you see from before, but they are still very little. And what I see with the political situation, I believe that the next 10 years we are going very, very far away from democracy and from freedom, especially in Europe. I see that they really want to make a situation of war, of stress, of fear, so people really suffer and then can really accept of their own new system that they will bring as they really want to come as savers, you know. This is what they do, so they play very good. So I think it will be very difficult the next years. This is two roads. One was like a lot of people will look for an alternative way, so this movement get even bigger, But maybe you can see the other way also, that because of difficult situation, the things will start to be a little more wild and a little more violent, so everything will be more close and more, you know, in a defend situation. Let's see. Who knows? Eh? Nobody knows. It's just my thinking, my personal thinking.
Okay, the last question is, what would you like to say to the people? They are now in the system, they are now in the system, they are working for a big company, but they are just, they are not the chef of the big company, they are little. They are working to this system, and they think it's the only system existing. But they're dreaming something different. But they're feeling not prepared to do that. What do you would like to say to these people? Or only also the people from my blog, they want to travel. This is the base of the blog is travel, but with a few money, but direction permaculture, direction alternative life.
Mm-hmm.
So discover themselves and another kind of life. What mm-hmm. what you would like to say to these people?
Mm-hmm. You know, I met in my life hundreds of young people and other people that they really dream to change their life and the way of life, because they see that the system destroy the environment and all the good things. And they keep dreaming and keep dreaming and keep dreaming, make projects, talk about it, do everything, try to make alternative living inside the city, and then they stay in the city. So it's not easy, it's not easy, but to have a transformation you need to be able to jump. So there is a little jump that these people should do. A little jump
shock
means some energy and win of the fear and of the beliefs. You know, this system to block the people of what they really are, use the fear. The fear is the bigger arm in the hand of the system. So why these people stay in the city and they don't really change, even if they believe and they feel about it? Because they fear. They fear that if they go in the countryside or do this alternative traveling or whatever different the system, that they lose the safety of survive first, and of pleasure, of comfortable second. That's the reason the people cannot change. They need a lot of energy and a win of the fear that the system use. And this is also the main problem of humanity right now, because it's the problem of have no original experience, original life. So the people, they are atoms, they are personas, they are not humans anymore, they are personas. They are afraid of the experience, because they are afraid of the unknown. The unknown could give the gift of the experience. If you are in the environment and in the flow of the known, what you know, there is always safety. But in safety, there is no experience. So there is no really life. The really life is when you have no safety, when you are in the unknown. There, yes, there you can have a really authentic experience, then you can have a really authentic life. So, who, by the will let out the safety, the what they know, and the comfortable, to live and experience the freedom? This is the jump.
Okay. Thank you very much, Panos.
Thank you very much, too.